Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Life all around, to set me free, and so I'll serve you for the rest of my days. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah. We thank God for today, and I am very privileged because, unlike you, I have the singular honor to introduce for the first time in my life my father and your father. This morning, when I believe we were all praying, Prophet quoted a very interesting scripture in the book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 3. He said, "The Lord is a man of war." Now, who is a man of war? A man of war is somebody who has fought many battles and has won. And today, I want to tell you that we have a man of war in our midst. The fortunate thing is that he has fought many battles for all of us and has won. But today, I believe that he is here to equip us to also win our wars. So without much ado, help me with Jesus' joy to welcome to the Charis podium our father, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Happy to be here today. Are you sure you are happy to be here? I can feel your excitement. And I want you to give the loudest shout before you sit down. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Charis Diocese. Clap your hands for Charis. Your life will never be the same again. You didn't hear me. I said, your life will never be the same again. Yeah. Whatever you have not accomplished in your life will be accomplished. Amen. Because of the season we have entered. Amen. And I am very confident that God is going to bring you to a place of amazing and tremendous blessings. We who are believers ought to be enjoying blessings. And sometimes we don't attain to those blessings. But this season is the season of your blessing. Amen. I want you to believe it. I want you to have faith that God is doing something new. Brand new. Lift your hands and thank him. something brand new. Something brand new. Something brand new. Something brand new. Thank you, Lord, for something new. Something brand new. For my life, for my future, for my ministry, something new. Something new. Something new. Thank him again. Just thank him. Something new. Brand new blessings. Brand new graces. Brand new power. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to thank God for the life of Pastor Walter. Whose presence makes us feel that there's a father in the house. But I also want to appreciate all the pastors who are with us. Lady Pastor Rhoda, Lady Pastor Ellen, Reverend Dr. Samson, Lady Pastor Sandra, Lady Pastor Karen, Pastor Andy, LP Samantha. Karis is going to be an amazing diocese. And that is what God sent me to tell you tonight. As the diocese changes, your life will also change. And this season, as I speak, I will also be making some announcements here and there. Because, first of all, the first announcement is that we have entered a new season. When we say something is new, it means it is new. There are two ways of having new things. One is something which never existed appearing in front of you. Like you wake up in the morning and there's a Mercedes Benz on your compound. Take it one. Take it two. New. It's new. You were driving your Picanto, driving your Corolla, but suddenly somebody has driven a Mercedes Benz. I mean, what is that? Take it now. Some of you, one day, you will wake up, and when you go to the window and you look through it, you'll discover you are on the third floor of an apartment block. All your life, where you sleep, you hear the goats directly. When they are sweeping, you hear it directly. But they sweep behind your window. But one day you will wake up and I can't hear sweeping. I can't hear these animals. Where am I? Then when you look through the window on the fifth floor, receive it now. That's new. So that's one way to have something new. You can sit down. The second way to have something new is when Oh, thank you, Jesus. When something which already existed undergoes major changes, so much that you can't recognize the original item or object that existed. Like the same house we are talking about. You can actually be on the same ground floor and not hear sweeping and not hear animals, because first of all, the louver blades have changed to glass windows, glazed. And where you are sleeping, you discover that there's no towel around you. You used to wipe yourself in the night, but somehow the place is dry because an air conditioner. Receive it now. Do you believe it? You will wake up one day and you won't believe that you are sleeping in an air conditioner. You mean the AC has been on all night? You take it now. So it's the same room, but it's undergone major changes. Yes. Brother Felix, you can come and sit down. Major changes. Some of you have never worn a brand new. Everything comes from your big sister. If it's not from your big sister, it's from Cantamanto. If it's not from Cantamanto, it's something that was left in a room. Say you are tearing rubber. But one of these days, Abba, there will be rubbers in your room. Some of you have never taken a pair of shoes from a box. Like, you open the box and the under is smooth, no scratches under. With the tag is hanging by it. I am announcing, you'll be removing shoes from boxes, shoes from leather bags. Take it now. So that is a very, very important, very special thing. Where, and I like the second one, it shows that you are like God. God also made the earth, made the heavens, but he said, I'll make a new earth and a new heaven. Something which exists can be worked on and can be transformed. You see, I'm not just talking. Think about your life. Your life must undergo a change. Some of you, the room you sleep in must experience a change. Your environment must change. It's not good to believe God that your life will change. Some of you, your life is very ordinary. Very ordinary. So ordinary that we can't tell the difference between you and an unbeliever. When you should be a young prophet, a young pastor of 3 different congregations. But look at you. You're so, it's like when you are among 1,000 people, we have to use a magnifying glass to locate you. You don't stand out. This season, my God, you will do what you've not done before. You will become what you have not become before.
Amen.
This season, expect your life to be unrecognizable to you.
Amen.
I mean, you say, am I the one lying on my bed, fasting? Me. It is you. It is you. I am here to announce to you that you must believe God that your life will become a great life. Don't join the crowd in town. There is nothing happening in town. Wherever there are crowds, remember that they are headed for destruction. The Bible says broad is the way. And wide is the gate. And many people there be that walk on that road. And that way leads to destruction. Or you don't know this. I am begging you. Should I kneel down? I'm begging you to stand out. When you look like everybody else, it means you are headed for destruction. The road that leads to life, look at it. Next verse. At the computer, yes, it's narrow, but the biggest word I want to introduce tonight is a new word, and that word is few. Don't have a life of looking around to see how many people are with you. When you are with many people, it's a problem. It will never be. Like when you come to church on Sunday, you see that there are many people in the church. But most of them are not proper Christians. Get it right. Look, anybody who wants to be like everyone should live here. This life we are entering into is a life where only a few people. I mean, go to town. Go now to stand by the roadside. Most cars are useless cars. Once a while, a V8 comes to pass. Once a while, a Mercedes Benz comes to pass. But normally, it's Trotros and Kias and this type of Picantos and Matisse and so on. But once a while, a Maybach in Accra comes to pass. You are that once a while person. There will be few people in life like you. There are few people in life like me. True. There are millions of doctors. I'm also a doctor. But the type of doctor I am, you can't get 100 in the whole world. Yeah. God is changing your life. God is changing your life. You will not be known as a lawyer, as a banker, as a whatever. You will be known as an anointed lawyer. Because you are a pastor of a big church. So today, I'm here to inform you. That's the first announcement. It's a new season. The caris you knew before it's past. It's past. It's past. It's a new caris. And it's going to be new because you are going to be new. The second announcement, you can sit down. The second announcement is that I know that you say it at this time, or I should wait. Let me say it now. I will expect me. If you are here in this diocese, your option will be to leave this diocese and join Zelu or Shemen. But here, I'm going to, second announcement, I'm going to force you to do something greater than you. Many of you sitting here have no vision in life. You have no vision. And that's not God's plan for you. I'm going to give you a vision that is so big that you cannot attain that vision until you change into the person who must attain that vision. I'll repeat myself. I'll repeat myself. You must have a vision in life that is so big that you cannot attain it until you change into the person who can attain that. I'll say it again a third time. You must have a vision. Don't have a vision that you can attain. Then it's nothing. I mean, the you is not the you we want. So if it's, I'm talking to somebody. If it's something that you can do now, then it's not big. It's not a vision. And most of the time, the goals we set for our lives are goals that we can achieve. And that's why we are the same. You must have a goal that is so big that you have to change into another person so that you can attain that goal. You are passionate. I mean, can you imagine if I ask you, I'm giving you 3 weeks. manufacture a laptop. Say, can you manufacture? Mommy, can you manufacture a laptop? Mommy, can you manufacture a laptop? No. Say, can you manufacture a laptop? You can. You can't. So, for you to manufacture this laptop, you must change into a new man. Makasapa katabayada baba. Yakata saba. By the time you bring us the laptop that you've produced, it, you now you know that you are a different person. So Caris is not one of those dioceses in the Living Bread Cathedral whose vision is just to bar 7 people. Just go home and come. No. I'm going to give you a major vision for your life. Most of us don't know that God's heart is breaking. When he sees you, his heart breaks. Because you are not, you don't look like the person he made you to be. You don't. You look so ordinary. Do you have translations in this, on this laptop? Or is that King James? Bring on King James. But if you read Psalm 82, let's even look at the King James. Verse 5. That's the only translation you have. Okay. It's okay. I'm not angry. I can't be angry on my first day. I've come to a man. This man, what is he? Psalm 82, verse 5. Yo. The computer has frozen. I said, yeah, so hit the computer. Who can read Psalm 82, verse 5? It says he has only got King James. So let's read the King James. So like I'm talking about, he is a type of person. You can tell that he is low. I don't know who brought this laptop. To bring a laptop that you must use a hammer to hit the keys. And you are still carrying it to the meeting. Means that you do have an interest in a high life. You don't have an interest in excellence. But you will change. Oh. You will change. You see, the vision I will give you, it will be so big that you must change into another person before you can attain it. And that's how you change. But Psalm 82 verse 5 says,
Psalm 82 verse 5
says that what?
It says, they know not.
They know not. You don't even know.
Neither would they understand.
And you don't understand your life. You are sitting there, you are in that ramshackle place, you are going to school, some useless friends, we bring you to church, you are not even happy to be. You don't know something. I'm about to tell you something you don't know. Yes. And so they walk on in darkness. And all the foundations of the earth are out of course. But the big thing about this verse is that you don't know something. And what is it that you don't know? Do you want to know what you don't know? Verse 6. I have said to you that you are gods. Now, who are those who are gods? The gods. Sorry. The frafras. Oh, the white man. They say when you are going to church and you meet a white man, return. Why? Because the God you are going to meet, you have met him. So, who are gods? White men?
No.
No. Is there? Those who are gods are those who are children of the Most High. And all of you are children of the Most High, because a cow doesn't give birth to a snake. If you are a child of God, you are God. Is there? Ye, that is plural. Ye are gods. You have no idea what you can do. There's no white man there. I can't see frafras there. I can't see gas. Certainly no Ewes. Far from Fantis. The people who are there are the people who are children. So, the people here who are not involved in what I'm talking about are those who are not born again. But if you are born again small, you are a child of the Most High. And a child of the Most High is also Most High. Oh. If you meet the son of a rich man who is poor, you are looking at a bad boy. A son of a rich man who is poor is a disobedient, bad, vagabond, and the word is prodigal. A real son of a rich man, maybe at least some small one, some small set be or shoes. A son of a rich man, one day I was walking to just this Laboni here. A boy came to me to beg me for money. I want to end that story right now because it's not a good story. I don't want to remember it. The son of the Most High is what? Very low. What should the son of a Most High be? Most High. A son of the Most High is not far from the Highest. It's not far from the Most High. He is just waiting to become Most High. When Prince Charles was born, wearing pampers, running around, he was not far from sitting on the throne. Makatasa pakatasaba. Anybody here whose life is low, I'm here to pull you out. So that's what he meant when he said, they don't know that they should be Most High. They don't know that they should be great. They don't know. So because they don't understand it, they are in darkness. You shouldn't be where you are in life. Right now, as you are sitting in front of me, how your life is now, it's a mistake. You are a mistake. You are supposed to be higher than you are now. I enjoyed your songs. Beautiful. Whatever you are doing, you should be higher than you are now. Very high. Because the word is most. And most is not average. Most is the highest. This is wrong. This is a wrong life. So, because of that, look at the next verse. I don't know if you must bring a hammer. He said, you will die like men. That is, your life becomes the life of ordinary men till you die like an ordinary man. And then you will fall like one of the princes. You know the princes? These are the fallen angels who were very, very high and are now going to go into the bottomless pit. God has sent me to you. I'm on a mission. I am on a mission. Actualize your destiny. That is the actual destiny. So, your appearance will change. Your appearance will change. This type of secondhand clothes. When you raise your hand, everybody has to leave the area. One old woman, we're having some outreach. She came, she was wearing some old t-shirt. They've written in front, I'm sexy. You see the woman, some 78-year-old woman with a stick. She can't even move. I'm sexy. Say, my life is changing. My life is changing. Say, I am entering into a quality life. A quality life. Say, a quality life. Things are changing. Say, God has made every way available for me to live that life. I'm a child of God. Say, I'm a child of the Most High. Therefore, I can't be at this level. Say, I am too low to be at this level. I am too low. I am too low to be where God wants me to be. Say again, I am a child of the Most High. This life doesn't befit me. It's too low. I'm moving up. Say, I'm moving up. I am moving up. Say, I am angry. I'm changing. In the name of Jesus. You can now clap your hands. We are both wearing second hand, but we are different. Don't compare yourself to me. God sent me here. That's why this season, you see, this service is called Stir It Up. When I'm in town, it is a diocesan Stir It Up. When I'm not in town, it is a constituency Stir It Up. With choir and keyboard. And keyboardists and pictures not from drawings, pictures from a camera. We have five constituencies. Every constituency has its own constituency headquarters. This belongs to the Hacho area, the Opongolo area. That is Nene's constituency. Sorry. Oh no, you are Macarius. This is mine. This is mine. I'm also a CEO. Yes, yeah, so this is mine. Uh-huh. Yes, I'm the fifth. Yes. Yeah. So you have come to my headquarters. Sorry for not welcoming you. So when I am not in town, Pastor Felix will minister to the constituency, this constituency. But the rest of you will be going to your constituency headquarters. When I'm in town, then we have a diocesan. And when you are having your diocesan set up, a choir sings. Yes. That's not a choir for the diocese. This is not a choir. This is not a diocesan choir. These are part of the frontliners. We are building nothing less than a 50-member choir diocesan. As you are clapping, you may not know, but your CO has written your name down that you are in the choir. You don't believe me. You will soon discover that your name is on a constituency choir list. Vera, how are you doing? Beautiful. I made her a Basanta leader on Sunday. She said, Laila. So I'm in town. Next week, if I'm in town, we are having constituency. Yeah. You will know it early enough to either move to your constituency or come here for the diocesan on Tuesdays. But I am on it. I am on the subject of you being Most High. So, the message I'm preaching tonight is attempt great exploits. And I'm preaching from attempt great things. Just attempt great things for God. This is the book. You won't be an area girl. You won't be an area boy. Everybody, look, I will force you. Some of you are going to become main members of Shemen and Zelu. Yes, main keyboardist. Because I will make it uncomfortable for you here. Here, you will do something you've not done before. And the first thing is that we are going to attempt great exploits. What are exploits? Exploits are the works of God. You are a Christian, you are not doing the works of God. Ask your neighbor, are you doing the works of God? Or you are a mere man, you are an ordinary man. You are not different from 5 billion people. Kai. You are a disgrace. Everybody in this diocese will do the work of God It's a life of exploits. And you watch, it will separate you from your classmates. It will separate you from your colleagues. I have never worked in a secular place where I was at the same level with the people I was working with. An exploit is a notable achievement. Notable achievement. Notable achievement. Notable achievement. And when we say notable, you are not the type who does notable achievements. To do notable things, you must change into the person who will be able to do notable things. Exploits are striking accomplishments. What about you? What have you done that is striking? Please stop writing and ask your neighbor the question. What have you done that is striking? It strikes people. Hey, Edna, what? Mavis, what? Ask your neighbor. But tell the person, from today, you are going to do something striking. You'll be known for striking things. It's because you are doing nothing striking that you have gone to put cushions in your brassiere for your breast to look striking. Cushions. Some of you must leave the room now. Here and go home and thank your mother and come back. Yes. Had it not been for your mother who gave birth to you, you will have nothing noteworthy. Useless. But by the grace of God, your mother is the source of the big buttocks that makes people look at you. Get up and go and thank her. That is the only striking thing about you, is your buttocks. On your own. Kai. You've gone to get your father's nice long legs. So you wear high heels and everybody is there. You wear some short skirt and everybody is there. It's not yours. It's your father. What have you done that looks like your legs? An exploit is a doing. Doing, not a being. It is beings that do the doings. So if you are not doing anything, it means that you are not a certain type of being. So God will change you to be a being that does the doing. You have forced me to preach like a Nigerian. If you are something, I mean, we ask that, how was today? Charlie, today I tried to walk. I tried to see. I tried to eat. No, you don't try. You walk. I'm walking. Because I am a being that walks. That's why your name is not human doing. You are a human being. Once you are a type of being, you do things without effort. This season will change you to be another type of being. We are looking for something striking in your life. We can't find anything. Look, I'm not saying that you should be a lawyer. You can even be a mason. Don't change. We need masons who do great exploits. Go into the internet. Harper. If you are a carpenter, remain a carpenter. Don't say you must be a lawyer. No. A carpenter who makes things that people from Japan come to Ghana to buy. Don't we travel to America to buy furniture and ship to Ghana? Is it camels who make the those? Is it camels who made those chairs and tables? You are not a certain type of being. You will be. I will force you to be. The singing you just came to sing is your lowest singing ever. This must be your lowest. Caris. Nobody is answering me. I'm asking her, what about your life? Apart from your legs. What about your life is striking? Even the way you are doing the sound, it's not striking. Everything is average. But in this season, you will attempt it. Amen. Even if you fail, we will say you attempted something great. Exploits. Exploits are bold undertakings. Bold. How did you get this idea? Are you mad? You can Google. There's something. There's a canal in America called the Erie Canal. E-R-I-E. The Erie Canal. It was built in the 1800s. Linking New York to upstate Albany and all, passing through Buffalo. Erie Canal. They use pickaxes. The governor of New York, DeWitt Clinton, sent a proposal to Washington, D.C., to the table of President Jefferson. When Jefferson saw the proposal that the New York State was coming to ask for $6 million to dig holes through the Appalachians, he said, somebody's got to be crazy. He threw the paper somewhere. But Clinton went to look for the paper. He said, this canal, we'll build it.
We'll build it.
With or without federal support. They laughed at him. He went to look for private investors. Gathered money. They started. A canal that is like from here to Bole Bamboi. Yes. From here, Accra, to Bole. 580 something kilometers. It was originally 300 and something miles, which later it was extended, which, yeah. 5-something kilometers. 5-8-something. They began digging. Makuka tutapaka tapaka tapaka. Don't let anybody tell you that what you are doing is crazy. If it's an idea God has given you, baby girl, rise up and do. Don't listen to people. No matter how powerful, no matter how great, some of you should say to yourself that by next year, December, you'll be a pastor of 100 members. Do it! If you have listened to Jefferson, there'll be no Erie Canal. They built it within 8 years. It is from that canal and the business that came through the canal that a new word, there was a word which never existed in the English dictionary. But from the Erie Canal that they dug from Accra to Bole, a new word, and the word was millionaire. It never existed. There's a bridge in China which links a province called Chengdu to Shanghai. Chengdu to Shanghai. That bridge is one arch. They said it couldn't be done. The Americans said it would take 300 years. They built it in 3 years. Stop what you are doing. I have told you. These are people who are not praying in tongues, who don't have their quiet time. You are praying in tongues. You are having your quiet time. You have the Holy Ghost. And you can't rise above three members. It's a curse. And I break that curse in the name of Jesus. A lady pastor who works in the bank. And so what? You cannot have 100 members because you work in the bank. You have the keys to the vault. How about those of us who have the keys to the kingdom? I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't talk like that. I shouldn't talk like that. I should preach. I'm preaching. We are living, see, we are like elephants that are living like rats. Tell your neighbor, the pastor says I should tell you that you are low. Tell two people. Don't be afraid. Say it. You see, there is no. It's like we believe anything just because Jefferson, the president, says it's madness. You've also accepted that it's madness. Some of you, somebody said you are not beautiful. You, no matter how anybody says you are a pretty girl, you have what we call body dysmorphism. A man told you you're not a proper woman. No matter, it's like all you need is some important person to say something negative to you. Today, the Erie Canal, from that canal, then they began. If you just Google how many canals are in America. Bebre. All people are waiting for is one man to do what has not been done before. No lady pastor who has the keys to the vault has ever pastored 100 members. They are. If you do it, you see that everybody will do it. I can't. talk like a fool to you, because I don't want to be, I'm not a fool, by the way, and I don't want to even look like a fool to you. But I don't want to start listing things which never existed in the UD, but they began from Mataeko Church, from Adenta Church, from Oyibi. Those three churches have become the epicenter of major advancements. That's what I'm talking about. Including what you are looking at in front of you right now. Don't do what you are doing. You are not an animal. Don't make yourself into an animal. Get angry. Get angry. So any small excuse, you accept it. Your hair is paining you. No, hey, I can't do outreach. Your hair, no, hey. You are in the office and they bring a circular that there's a meeting next week in the Kaneshi branch. Hey, it means you can't go to church. It's like you are just living, waiting for the next thing to stop you from being who you are. Everything is possible except what you must do. The meeting in Kaneshi is possible. The rainfall is possible. Your period is possible. Everything is possible. Exams is possible. I went to visit my son. Last week, Monday. We had a nice time chatting. Afternoon. Just before I left, he said, oh, daddy, in the evening, I'm taking a friend of mine to the airport. I said, airport, you have got an exam in 2 weeks' time. And I said, who is this friend? He said, oh, the one who came into the room while we were talking, while we're in my room. I said, the one, but the guy who came to your room, didn't you introduce him to me as your mate? Your classmate also going to write the same exam? I said, yes. And he's going where? He said, he's going to London. Last week he was in Finland. Hey. 3 weeks ago he was in Sunyan. He medical student, oh. He has found some niche, some sports something. He's into sports. Sports medicine or sports something. Conferences. As they are preparing to write the exam. Not a mock or IA. Final exam. I mean, you finish, you are a doctor. Medical school. He knows it. So last week he was in Finland. The week before he was in Sunyani. There was some sport something in Kumasi. Next week he's coming. He's going for a conference. Then he will come back. He said, the weekend before the exam, he will be in Washington. And you write the exam and pass. Ask Samantha to go and do outreach. No. She has brought her exam schedule, timetable. I'm not joking. If I knew his name, I'd have mentioned his name. I met him myself. Final year medical student. It was Monday, I think. So he left on Monday night, Tuesday, had the conference, returned on Thursday. He's doing the course. He's doing it. He says he doesn't even have time for housemanship. No, the words that must be used to describe Christians are not good words. They're not good words. The things some of you standing here, the things you've done before as a non-believer, that some hours you've gone home. Some hours. Some of you sitting here have jammed walls. You've gone home at 3 a.m. Some of you have taken girls into your room with your parents in the house. You have had sex in your room. The girl has jumped to the bathroom door. You've done adventures. As soon as it comes to ministry, no, you are not well. It will happen in Zelu. It will happen in Shemen. It may be in Pistis or Anadea. But Karis, wallahi. Some lahi rahman walhamdulillah ilha laila. Not here. Ask your neighbor, please, do you want to leave? Say they are powerful dioceses. Do you want to leave or you want to be here? It's sad. It's sad. If you think a little deeply, you either get angry or depressed. It's worrisome. I have told you that you are God's. That the things you can do are mighty. But look at you. You are like ordinary men. Like ordinary men. Who said a pregnant woman who sings cannot oversee 7 basantes? Which newspaper announced it? Which news network? But even the way she will walk to sing, you will even ask her to sing only one song. The pregnancy that has come. Hey, my boy! And you see our lives, and the unbelievers are rather doing exploits. Most of you, you are just waiting for the nearest excuse. The next, you are looking for something to latch on. Anything that can explain your underperformance and your uselessness away. But Christ gave birth to you that your life, so you are a city. First of all, when you get born again, there's nothing village about you. Some guys were following Jesus and they said, the disciples said, let's send them to the village. They are hungry. Christ said, nobody walks with me and returns to a village. Nobody. He said, you are a city. You are a city. You are not a villager. You are a city set on an hill which cannot be hid. What about you is known. Find this for me, Matthew 5, 14 or whatever. A city that is set on an hill cannot. Why disgrace? Disgrace. You are a city. But you are in a valley. I will lift you from wherever you are. You know, mommy, I thank God that I have established dioceses in this church. Yes, I established them for you guys. Go! Caris, you have a problem with me. I will never sit down and watch you. Come to me with cock and bull stories, excuses, my period, my uncle, my mother, my father, my sister, my former beloved, my head, my that. And we are there. And that is the picture of Africa. That's Africa. And we have brought Africa to the church. I have told you that you are God's. I mean, these are serious statements. I mean, if you're not in the, if you don't see it in the Bible, you don't use your mouth to say it. You are God's. And he said, and I mean all of you who are children of the Most High. Mommy, if you are a child of the Most High, then why are you so low? Exploits are the works of the Father. He walked on water. You can't walk in mud and come for a meeting. Exploits are the works of Jesus. Exploits are necessary. Look, I'm saying today, please listen to me in case I end suddenly. You are going to attempt exploits. Now, let me just go straight ahead and give you the power of exploits. And by that, I'm going to show you some of the exploits you are going to perform. These are called charis exploits. Number one, exploits are a sign of the strength that you carry. When we say that Charles is doing exploits, Samantha is doing exploits, it means that it's a sign that Samantha carries a certain level of strength. Who are those who do exploits? Daniel 11. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt. You know, it's just these are temptations of a pastor that he has to overcome. And I'm trying, but I think I'm falling. I can't overcome. I can't resist the temptation to make a comment on the first one before I come to the substantive issue. Those of you who are doing wickedly, your covenant with God is to serve him and to be fruitful. And wickedness is entering you to give God half-baked cakes. You will be corrupted. You see, a flattery is a lie. So you are flattering me. If you don't sit up and remove the wickedness that makes a Christian like you sit in the church only as a sound engineer. If you don't, a certain deception is coming for you. I feel I'm prophesying. He said, those who do wickedly against the covenant will be corrupted by flatteries. One way to block deceptions, you have no idea what types of deceptions exist. Sleep with that man, nothing will happen to you. You are a girl. You are a girl. You are holding your testicles. You are still believing that you are a girl. You don't know delusions. This woman is a witch. Send her back to her mother and marry this one. This is the right one. You don't know what it means. One of these days, God will give you the privilege to see somebody who is believing a lie. Like, the person is acting like, as he's there, he's just looking around and said, the CIA guys have come. CIA. We CIA. We are having a church service. This is Pastor Felix. This is my CIA. Oh, relax. Putin is here. No, it's actually madness. But not all mad people are in the asylum. Mental hospital, I should say. If you don't sit up, you will believe somebody will flatter you that you can have sex before you marry and nothing will happen. That sexual encounter, one, will be the beginning of... Let me stop talking. God has saved you. Look at the money we have spent. The money I personally have raised to build a church, to buy chairs, to give you a church, a man. By the time you are done, you are attending church at midnight on the beach, at the beach, sitting on the floor. Naked. They think I'm saying that I don't blame you because you've not seen somebody who believes a lie. That what you are saying is not true. It's not true. That you can leave church and nothing will happen to you. And it's true. When you leave church, you see that is the very month you get a job with the UN in Accra. So I told them, this is really a lie. What you don't know is that life is longer than a month or a year or 3 years or 4 years. In fact, it's longer than your life. Your children are coming after you. Some people never see what they might see for the 90 years they live. And they think they got away with it. But you have not read Exodus. That sometimes God actually exempts you. His eyes are on your children and your children's children to the third and fourth. You don't understand. If I don't come to Ayele to come and preach and build carries, it means I'm doing wickedly. And make sure that carries' attendance is doubled. It means that I've set myself up for a girl to come and flatter me and make me believe that my wife is not a good woman. I said, you don't know flattery. That is why you are wearing green. If you knew flattery, you'd be wearing pink. That's how Ahab was destroyed. There was a discussion in heaven. He said, how can we make this wicked king believe a lie? And then a spirit in heaven said, I will go and be a lying spirit. I'm saying that if you don't wake up to fulfill your part of the covenant, it's not a small thing for you to be sitting here wearing a blue shirt. You don't have any idea what has gone on. For you to be sitting up here, where you could have been, and how God has organized many things And you come and sit here, and we, God cannot get you to even build a 12-member bus center for him. Wallahi. I'm joking. I'm just saying that a lie will meet you soon. And the reason why some of us have escaped lies. I remember a lie I heard just 4 days ago. 5 days ago. That's why I'm laughing. If I had believed that lie, I won't be standing in front of you here. I'll be somewhere. But I stood. I said, it's not true. It's not true. As I'm standing here, I am armed. I am fortified. Not because I'm an engineer, but because I'm not doing wickedly. I'm standing in front of you. I don't know this. You are hearing me talk. I'd introduce myself to you as the constituency overseer, as a diocesan head. It's like I oversee a diocese, and I've also taken a constituency. I've welcomed you to my headquarters. Oh, it still doesn't ring any bell. You dear, just your high heels. Or the girls. It's not true. It's not true. You are not the only person with a curse on your life. It's not true. You are looking at a pastor with a curse on his family. I can tell you threats about my family. You're not the only one. You are a liar. You have believed a lie. We are all coming from accursed backgrounds. That's why I was listening to my Kmedok a few days ago. He said, your choices, the choices you make, are not subject to predestination. Is the result of your choices. That one is subject to predestination. But your choices are your choices. It's not God. It's not predestination. Your behavior in the church, in the bus center, we've honored you. You've been honored. You have chosen to be a singer wearing, is it burgundy? What is it? Wine. Yo. It is the consequences of your choice. That is predestination. That one, you can't do anything about it. That one there. That's the consequence. That one, predestination affects not your choices are your determined will. You got a will. You chose not to read your Bible today. But the effect of not reading your Bible, that one has been predestinated in the Bible. I'm very angry. When I look at you, I get angry. Alodi, when I look at you, I get angry. But this time, if you're in first love, you will be buzzing 100. Because there's even ministry in your genes. Your father is a pastor. You are sitting here playing games with me with 8 members and 9 members. And you come in, just, oh, I went to do some accounting exam, and I'm going to meet the chancellor of the Exeter University, and we are going to Bournemouth to go and have some nonsense. Put the verse up again. I didn't come here to read this verse to you. It's the second part that I came to read. But the first part is not part of mine. Those who are doing wickedly. But this time, I should be at home. With my 2 legs across the bed. and my head on my wife's stomach and my face. I don't want to continue. At this time of my life, I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be a diocesan head. It's too low. So low. But this time, the CEOs should be the profs and the JoJo's and the Calebs. I mean, they are the guys, they are preaching. Our problem is that we, LP Sandra and I, and LP Karen will call JoJo and say, take your time. You need to finish school. You've got 2 semesters ahead of you. Go and bring your results, last semester's results. And we are having meetings. Okay, now you are out of the diocese. Join the choir. It's like the guy is so much on fire. Like we have to now calm down, Samantha. That you are, it's too much. You are a student. But is that the case? No. Our meetings, rather. I think the service is changing. Let's come back on track. But I want you, if you can, remember, from today, you will never say you didn't hear it. Those who do wickedly against the covenant, because you are a child of a covenant, that is, God has done his part for you to be here, and you got to do your part. And those of you doing wickedly, maybe you are listening to me on podcast, you are doing wickedly, expect to be corrupted. You will be corrupted by flatteries. Suddenly you will begin to believe things which are not true. Then comes the verse that I came here to read to you. The people that do know their God, they shall be strong. They shall be strong. And do what? Exploit. So people who do exploits, like I said, Samantha is doing exploits in the, which constituency? Opponglo. It means that Samantha is strong. If you are not strong, you won't do exploits. So you may ask, so how do we become strong? How do I become like Samantha? How do I become like Michael? How do I become... We are all Basanta Lady, but this guy is doing wonders in the Hacho area. How do I become strong? You become strong by... Jude 20 shows you how to be strong. Look at it. It's fault. It's not fault. Okay. But beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up, becoming strong spiritually, building up yourself. You build up yourself. So Samantha is a strong girl. How did she become strong? By eating rice and kelewele. No. She, strength is a product of a certain level of prayer. And I'm here to announce that you should expect coming soon on the page on your phone. Expect. Hanikatu namahadaka. The prayers and the fastings and the prayers and the prayings and the pray and the prayings and the prayers and the fastings in Caris. That's how to be strong. This type of teeny weeny dwarf like ministries, they are all a result of prayerlessness. You don't pray. You're not even switched to a prayer mode. Those who are strong, your strength is directly proportional to your level of prayer. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You can't sit down and pray for young boy. When I was your age, even younger, I was fasting twice a week. Regular. When was the last time you fasted? My title in this church, as a constituency overseer, will haunt you for a very long time. Bishop Ogo is a seal. You will have rest until you ensure, Prof, that I retire. In a language that is very, very deep. That you are here. And I, Edwin, I may see you. Something went wrong. I may see you. And you are here. The reason is that you are not strong. Even Isaiah 40 says, strength is for young men. So when God is working on you, one of the blessings of God is that He renews your youth. He renews you. So you are 40 years and He chuckles you that you are now as young as 18, 21. Karate kid. Strength is associated with it. Listen, I expect you to be a pastor of some 200 guys. I mean, like, your area you oversee, like, that's what. You think I'm not aware there is a word like how we have regions, constituencies. There is a word. One word in the UD I can use is the word strongholds. It's used in other cathedrals. But I see no reason why I should study it myself. A stronghold. It's like a stronghold means that a mighty man is in charge of a territory and it's a leader. My son is a medical student. His members are doctors. His classmates are his members. He pastors them. When they are all going to write exam, they come to his room, then he prays with them and they all go and write the exam. Amen. I'm yet to find a strong man in any territory, overseeing any territory, for me to say that I'm now changing. You are, Caleb, you are forcing me to change the word constituency to stronghold. There's a strong man there. Well, like a girl. Exploits. A sign is that you are strong. When you say somebody is doing exploits, it means it's there. It's not my way. They, the people that do know their God, shall be what? Beautiful. They shall wear glasses. They will work in the bank and wear pink brooches. They will have good phones and high heel shoes. They'll be strong. You know why you are not? First of all, you know why you are not doing exploits? It's because you are not strong. You are not strong. And you are not strong because you don't pray. I'm saying that charis, it's just that it takes a long time to type for me. When I finish typing, you see the things on the page. Constituency dawn fastings. Constituency 3-day fastings. Constituency this, that, diocesan that, prayers, empire ball. Ha! If you don't come, we will drive you out of here. Number two, when you say somebody is doing exploits, it means that the person is a man or a woman of knowledge. Because we see it right there. Exploits are a sign of how much you know God. Know. I have said, you are gods. And I mean, all of you who are children of the Most High, I've said you are gods. Mommy, you've been in the choir since I've known you. There's nothing impressive about your singing. Your singing doesn't strike me. And the reason is that you don't have knowledge. You see, whenever you say exploits, it means that we are talking about is exploits are a product of certain things. One is prayer or strength, and the other is knowledge, knowing. I was with my CEOs on Sunday. I didn't have notes. I've not written it. I put 10 fingers. I downloaded a plan. Katuka, kakata, kakata. But the time I was done, it was as if I had gone to memorize something to come and just like chew and pour. I didn't even know it was coming up in the meeting. That is why Psalm 82 begins, you see, when he says that you are gods, you will die like me, he begins by saying that they know not. They will not take their time to listen to messages, to listen to camps, to read their Bibles. They don't know. If you know, you will do exploits. Title. Reverend, Bishop, Pastor, Arich, LP. I don't want to give the real sentiments in my chest. For now, let's move on with it. They know not. Psalm 82 verse 5. You think, and let's put church aside. Let's put church aside. Your life as it is now, it is a reflection of knowledge you don't have. Tom, if you had a certain time, there's somebody who is a bank manager, just like today, one of my daughters met the CFO or CEO, whatever, of a bank. A Nigerian from South Africa. He flew private jet to Accra. This daughter of mine was even on leave. Is on leave. She was called. She sat one-on-one. A Nigerian. I'm sure you are even older than him. It's not that there's a curse on you, or you are fair, or you are tall, or you are short. You don't have, let's leave church aside, Bible. It's knowledge, accounting knowledge, banking knowledge. That's what the Bible says, that does nature itself not teach you? That's it. Natural life teaches you that if you don't have a certain type of knowledge, you can't even drive a car. You can't count a certain type of money. I'm saying that as girls, you should be in law school, medical school. You've passed your ACCA, CI, CIMA. You've passed this, whatever. But that's why you are. You are a product of knowledgelessness. Knowledgelessness. Knowledgelessness, and you are gloating in your stupidity. You won't even pick a book. I'm saying that let's put it aside. Now let's talk normal life, mere man life. You've gone to university, you can't even finish your university. By the time you come out to the university, some useless class you have brought home. Pass. It's not you pass through the school. Nobody can employ you. We can't do whatever with you. We can't do that. Now, I know you got first class, so let's stop talking about that. Now, let's come to church. You are the way you are. We can't get you to, we can't employ you. I'm preaching. We can't employ you. We can't give you a job. I can't say that, James, go and look, you know something? Madina is like a country. Take Madina. Take Madina. They have got only two useless bus centers there. Take it. After 6 months, bring me 10 bus centers. Kneel down, let me pray for you. Father, I send James as I dispatch him. Let your grace be upon him. Let your hand be upon him. I release him with my blessing. And I send you as I close my door. 6 months, you are back. 10 buses come to church every Sunday. You know who that citizen is? A man of what? Knowledge. He reads his Bible. He has New Living Translation. He has New American Standard. He reads it every day. He has a journal. He writes notes. He listens to messages. He watches video. Not messages, so that when he is asked, you, so I was soaking the. No, he is even not happy that today he has not listened to any. He is angry that his mother sent him too early in the morning for him to pick his hard drive or pen drive. We can't do exploits with you. You don't know anything. It's shown to you. That's what I say. That it's a that seeing, they might not see. Hearing, you are talking, but he doesn't hear. Because it's an agenda by God not to get you to change. Yes. So that you be converted. You change by being able to see what you must see. And many of you are seeing. Some of you are seeing me. You've been close to me. Don't you see? We're in the office together Sunday. Don't you see me? Am I a dwarf? Sorry, I mean, am I a ghost? Mommy, don't you see me? So how come? You see me. That seeing, they may see and not perceive. And hearing, they may hear and not understand. You are hearing the thing. But you can't see it well. Because the reason is that when you are able to understand and perceive, you'll be converted. And God knows your wickedness, so he will not allow you to be converted. You will remain the way you are. And all the water will pass by you. Because I can't understand. When I saw my pastor 30 years ago, when I saw him, I perceived. So I can't understand how you can see me and you are still the same. I mean, I'm even surprised you are here. I don't know what brought you here. Is someone chasing you? You came yourself. Are you escaping a curse or something? You came here on your own. I say knowledge. I'm not saying go and read Nahum 4:2 and link it to Philippians 3:8 and see how it came about in the Septuagint and how Maccabees also says it's in Apocrypha, but you can't use it because it's not being canonized. Nonsense. What do you know? The people who look at John chapter 6, verse 6. The people who feed 5,000 with 5 loaves. Look at them. For he himself. The man who feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread, it's not Jesus. He's a man with a certain knowledge. Once you can know it, you've been with me for 20 years. You've seen the things I've posted on WhatsApp pages, that my notes, my desk, exhortations, scriptures, flyers. As I'm talking now, CEOs, we are doing 10 commandments. Today is, I think, 6th commandment or whatever. Oh, still, I said the people who feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves, they are not called Jesus Christ. They are just men who know something. I'm pastoring a church with multiple services that even extend to Friday, Saturday. I still can build another congregation. I'm pastoring actively. I preach here, preach there. You can't pastor even 2 bus centers. Or even oversee. It means that there's a certain knowledge. You don't know something. For he himself, he knew what to do. So as soon as they brought the guy with the 5 loaves, and it's all because you don't know. You don't know. I've told you something very heavy. That we can't employ you because you don't have a degree. In the same way, in the church, God cannot employ you. Even though you had first class in the university, in the church, you are a knowledgeless believer. And you are not interested in even, when I see my pastor, I look at him. Everything he does is nice to me. How he even holds his bag. I want to hold my bag like that. But it's not just admiration to hold his bag and wear the shoe he wears. No. The works. Why? In this diocese, I'm announcing Bible studies, book clubs, posting notes on flow prayer. Within 5 minutes of the end of the flow prayer, you must have all the notes. How many minutes? Not 10 minutes. There'll be book clubs, online book club, online Bible club discussions. Just one verse. We discuss the verse for 25 minutes and we leave the Zoom meeting. Until that day comes, you'll be an ordinary man. Area boys. Useless. Nobody can do anything great with you. We build a kiosk, we put you there, you are stealing the money. We build an office, put you even in security. You are the one who have joined the town boys to steal the ties and the iron rods. It's like you are useless. And it's all because you did not acquire knowledge when you were supposed to acquire it. The same correlate exists in the kingdom of God. If you don't have an appetite for knowledge, like when John saw the angel in Revelation 10, and the angel was holding a book, like my granddaughter, when she sees me holding something red, like my ATM card, she drops everything. And she comes straight from my hand and collects it for me. And she starts putting it in her mouth. Whenever I see her, I remember John. I can be wearing golden shoes. I can be whatever, holding a can of milk. Once there's something red in my hand and it's flat, she just crawls straight. No hello. No what? No hello. Straight. And her grip is strong. She just takes it from me, puts it in her mouth. That's John. She has an appetite for something red. You have no appetite. An angel is standing in front of you with a book in his hand. You are asking him to improve your sperm count and give you a visa to Germany. Stupid boy. But John, he wasn't concerned about sperm count, wasn't concerned about visa. They didn't care which car he was driving. He said, give me the book.
Give me the book.
Give me the book. And when he got the book, he didn't put the book in his shelf to admire the book. He ate it. And as soon as he finished eating, a voice came. Now you can prophesy to peoples, to tongues, to nations, to kings. I see your life changing. This life you are living is not it. Mommy, it's not it. I admire you. You know, I appreciate you. You came to sing. But this is not it. This is not how God intended your life to be. How old are you? At this time, that's not how your life should be. Stand to your feet and let's close. Let's talk. One minute has 60 seconds. Not so. 60 ka ka ka. 1 minute. I'm counting 60 seconds. Where's my phone? Everybody scatter into 5 constituencies immediately right now. Calm down. Everybody join the constituency. One should come to the stage. Thirty more seconds. If you don't have a constituency, sit in the middle here. If you don't have one, not diocese or whatever. If you don't have a constituency, just come and sit here quietly with your hand back. I expect how many constituencies? 5. Are we 5? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Beautiful. Who are these? ARS East Legon. From where? Are they part of Caris? Are they in Caris? And that's my constituency. This is our headquarters. Oh, then come here. Please logo yourself somewhere at the back. These are the landlords. Please come to this side, my people. Please come closer. Closer. I want you to form a circle and hold hands. Those of you that sound classes, just is it 5? Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Who is this? That's you. Are we six? We are six, eh? We are six. No, that's not it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. That's mine. Okay. We are going to pray. A prayer of agreement. That this number will become times 3 the next time we are having a constituency stirred up here, a diocesan stirred up. That if next week we don't have a diocesan stirred up and we are having a constituency stirred up, wherever your service is, this number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 will be 30. We are praying that the foundation for exploits will begin. Foundation that you standing there holding somebody's hand will be a source of exploits. That the uselessness that has enveloped you and caked your destiny will break away and end. Begin to pray right now. The first exploit is the exploit of increase. Growth. Keleba. Kelebasa. Rabada basata. Maya dazini makote bayande. Samayandalaba. Yabada bakata baba bayata baba. Maya tasaka baba. Pray. Sheminima. No ordinariness in the constituency. It's over. No ordinariness. Whatever you are doing, even those of you who are not in Charis, that your life will multiply. Your life, your impact. Katabosha. Rikasi patabadaka bakataba. That's the journey. The next prayer topic is how we are going to arrive at this. Samana makataba. There will be people we have never seen before. They will exist in this constituency as new. Number two, Father, make me a man or a woman of exploits. Whatever my life has been like before I came tonight, I'm believing you for a drastic, unrecognizable change. Anybody who knows me will ask, what has happened to Michael? What has happened to Caleb? Lord, make me a vessel, an instrument of exploits in this constituency. Begin to pray. I'm not inferior. I am not inferior to the medical student who has an exam in 2 weeks' time and is in London attending a conference and will still pass the exam. Ha! Excuses are flying through the window. Mataka bata baba. Shamakutamu mandimaskaba. Rabba baba. A life of excuses. Reasons why I cannot. It's ending. I can change. It's not impossible. My choice is not a predestination. It's the result of the choices I make that are predestined. My choices are not predestined. God did not intend for me to be like this. Pray. My choices are not predestined. It's the result of my choices that are predestined. Kadababayada, Limbroskiba, Stamoma, Stamoma, Nakripi Kasuda, Santa Mahante, Mamalonte Le Brabaga, Stamantopaha, Stamantopaha, Stamantopaketamasumanima, Mre Bahotaba, Kaduniniha. Show my back. Exploits. Exploits. Father, I will not be ordinary anymore. I'm sorry that you look at me with disappointment. It's changing from today. It's changing from today. The life of excuses. Why I can't. Why it's not possible. I rise above it. I rise above it. In my personal life. In my ministry. I rise above it. Atamo Hasa. Pantarabaka, the name of Jesus. Last but one, the people that know their God, they shall be strong. And we know from scriptures that prayer is a source of strength. It's a source of strength. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. We are praying right now for the appetite to pray. Zechariah 12 calls it the spirit of supplication. Let it come upon me. The desire to pray. The desire to wake up. I have never used coffee before, but I'm going to start drinking coffee so I can sit up and pray. Prayer will be a new aspect of my life. I will chew coffee and pray. Whatever will let me stay up and pray all night, hours, I'll be up. Begin to pray now for an appetite. Kataba Sataba Ramakasi Dini Mamosha Adali Napa Papa. And as you are praying, expect announcements. My God, Makataba Satababa Adimi Kasunini Mayada Baba Retoba Retoba Sata Azandi Katuni Mama Ramadi Dini Mamosaba Kababa. Pray for the spirit of supplication. It's a spirit. You can never be strong if you're not a woman of prayer. Forget about it. It's the people who pray who are strong. Mayandala Baba, Lama Mayada Baba. Even to put on the whole armor of God, you must be strong. You must be strong to hold the shield. You must be strong to be wearing the helmet. You have no idea the weight of a helmet. Be strong in the Lord. Masataba, by prayer, open your mouth and pray in tongues. Begin to practice. Begin to practice the type of tongues you are going to be praying all night on your own. Sanamakataba. Shostebeha. Baruma Maya Asanta Makata Baba. Imagine yourself walking up and down or sitting in a chair and you are praying in tongues. Matebasu Metaha Kastabaha Lambra Babada Azininini Azininini Adoniama Adambraba Azimato Aberiaba Karimama Shasaba. Father, we thank you. And finally, Father, give me an appetite. In fact, your prayer is, Father, make me like John. Make me like John. When he saw an angel, was not interested in miracle money, but the book that was in his hand. Lord, give me an appetite for knowledge in all the forms it comes. Begin to pray right now. The people that do know their God, they know the word, they read books, they know how to build a center, they know how to grow a church, they know how to lead people, they know how to preach. Knowledge, for he himself knew what he would do. Pray. Makata basata baba. Ayayaya batu namazi minimayanda. Aranta pra pasanta baha. Istebe matunima. Asamatu minima. Aranda bazima tabastaba. Mastaba kato mahanda. Imari bazi minimama. Ramazanta la baba la baba. Rababazata bata baba. Indani mazanta la baba. Imayata bata baba yata baba. La bazata ba. Imaya baba. Now everybody lift your two hands as we end the prayer time. Lift your two hands and receive new grace. Pray, Lord, I receive grace. I receive the appetite. Open your mouth and pray. Mayada. Igaduni mazi mayanda. Ayada baba. I receive it. I receive it. A desire for prayer. A desire for your word. A desire for something better than this life I'm living. Something high. I'm a child of the Most High. My life cannot be most low. Mandini masata, atiata, atiata, asunama, arabada, sondebe, ipatuna, ipatuna, somadima, ariadosa, kempelebe, kempelebe, lamarababa. From today, I'm a woman of prayer. I'm a man of prayer. I'm a woman of the word. I love books. I love different translations. I love listening to messages. From today, Alata Baba. Not that I will listen because I'm going to be asked a question. I am going to listen because I enjoy appetite, Lord. Appetite for prayer. Appetite for your word. Appetite, Lord. Appetite, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We are grateful. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.